Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
In which Amazon takes a dip in the ocean.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Amazon is growing, as they are known to do. The e-commerce behemoth has begun handling their shipment of goods by ocean, its very latest move to amp up its shipping network as a whole. And apparently it's been working for a while now to build this distribution network. Let's expand a little bit. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, who broke the story. Welcome, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
So we usually talk Amazon, air delivery. We've talked about drones. We haven't spoken much about ocean freight. So let's, shall we?
Sounds good.
Okay, so previously, I understand Amazon left this to global freight transportation companies. So what's behind their big move to do this now?
So Amazon, for a long time, has had these ambitions to do a lot more of its own shipments, to control more of its supply chain. And what's new here is actually they're shipping on behalf of their customers. So it's not even their own merchandise that they're shipping. It's for these Chinese fulfilled by Amazon customers that are shipping their goods from China to the U.S. and then to an Amazon warehouse. And so Amazon's taking on that role kind of as a subcontractor, actually moving those goods, which makes it, you know, puts it into this league of companies like UPS, FedEx, all these global freight forwarding and third-party logistics companies, which kind of book space on behalf of customers and get it either in the through the air, over the ocean, to the place it needs to be.
If I understand correctly, Amazon has helped ship at least 150 containers of goods from China since October. So is there anything to make of the fact that this was kind of done quietly or under the radar?
Well, we had publicly found out last year, I believe, that Amazon had applied for an ocean freight license to do this kind of movement and to act as a global freight forwarder, which is the technical term for it.
Okay.
And so when they applied for this license, that they did not publicize it, but, you know, some of the media found out. And then, yeah, they don't really necessarily want, I think, everybody to be seeing every single move that they're making to control more of their supply chain, to actually become more of a delivery company. We have heard from people familiar with the matter that they do have ambitions to someday really compete with UPS and FedEx and become kind of a third player in the U.S. market to provide these kinds of delivery services.
Yeah, and that's got to shake things up in the big picture when you look at how this does up the game and it puts it in direct competition with UPS and FedEx. I wonder how that will shake things up.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate about that because obviously 150 containers is tiny. That's not very much so far. Mm-hmm. Amazon's obviously just kind of dipping its toes into the water at this point. So it's not a threat yet. They're doing a lot of package deliveries in different cities. Again, not really a threat because it's just very small, very contained at this point. But, you know, UPS and FedEx have kind of been the dominant players in the market for a long time. DHL, the German company, express company that's very dominant globally, tried to come into the U.S. market in the early 2000s. They were kind of pushed out by UPS and FedEx. So they've had this kind of cozy relationship for a long time in the U.S. where they've been kind of the only two big guys to do express.
Gotcha.
And so if there is a third party that comes to the market, it could really shake things up. And that's kind of the interesting aspect here is, I mean, both UPS and FedEx are massive and their executives have kind of cast a lot of doubt on if anybody could build a network to match theirs, which, you know, is a good point. But Amazon also, you know, we can't really rule them out for anything. Look at what they've done over the past 20 years. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens on the latest from Amazon. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening. So, Laura, it's really keeping with what Amazon always is doing, expanding, looking at the big picture, making that picture bigger. But does it have limits is what a lot of people are asking. Like, where is the limit? Or should they start having some, you know, is ultimately the question.
Right. Well, and I mean, they do spend very heavily. So that's kind of an investor question is, you know, yes, there's enormous potential for growth here with this company, but you know, they don't make a ton of money all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it actually frustrates a lot of the more traditional companies that Amazon's given so much leeway to spend a lot. But, I mean, look, Amazon just was nominated for its first Oscar for Best Picture.
Other perspectives there. I mean, they
exactly
grow everywhere.
And then they've really dominated the cloud space where, you know, people are putting more and more of their data instead of it into proprietary servers on their property, they're putting it into what's called the cloud.
Right.
And they're very dominant in that. That's been a very profitable business for them. And they tend to go in and kind of shake things up and you know, try new things. And so it could be very interesting to see if they could kind of carve their way into the transportation industry.
Very good. We'll leave it right there. Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
For more on the story, check out WSJ.com and follow Laura Stevens for the very latest on all things Amazon. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.